Dr. Marianne Heather is a GP at South Seas Clinic who has a range of experience working in New Zealand, Australia, Samoa, American Samoa, and China. Of Samoan descent, she is experienced in general medicine and emergency medicine, but her main area of interest is primary care and especially Pacific health. Dr. Heather holds medical qualifications from the University of Otago and the University of Auckland and is a member of the Royal New Zealand College of General Practitioners, the Pacific Chapter, and an executive committee member for the Auckland faculty. In addition to being a senior lecturer in Pacific Health at the School of Population Health at the University of Auckland, Dr. Marianne Heather is on the line to talk to us about the latest with COVID-19 levels. Talofalava, Dr. Heather, thank you so much for your time.
Talofalava, Etienne. Good morning, listeners.
Now, the Prime Minister's announcement yesterday, what does that mean, please, Dr. Heather?
So basically, as of 11:59 p.m. last night, the rest of the country moved to a level one. And we still remain at 2.5 until 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday night, which means that Auckland alone goes down to level two. In terms of alert level, it means that the social gatherings are limited to 100 people, so it's increased from 10 to 100. But we still need to maintain the things that we've sort of recommended in terms of staying home if you're sick, using the tracking app when you're going out and about, and also making sure that we keep distances of 2 meters from people around in public. It also means that we still need to make sure that we're wearing face coverings if you're on public transport and planes. And although it's not compulsory, we're encouraging people that are in public to make sure that they use face coverings. And in another 2 weeks' time, by October 7, we should find out if Auckland will go down another level. But for the rest of New Zealand, they're in level one, which means that they can do a lot more. And I guess the gathering numbers have increased a lot more as well.
It is obviously good news that we've gone down to level one in terms of people keeping by the rules and definitely judging by the numbers of people or community cases, it seems like people are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, I think for the rest of the country, it was welcome news for many people, especially with sort of businesses and I guess gatherings. But I think keeping in mind, though, that we still need to be careful, we need to be vigilant, we need to make sure that we, observe the rules. And I guess especially here for Auckland region, we're still going to make sure that we maintain all those things like hygiene, face coverings, social distancing, and also to, even though the numbers are increased at 100, we still have to be, mindful and quite careful.
And it is Mental Health Awareness Week. I have to admit that us going down to level one for the rest of the country is helping with my own personal mental health. It's making me feel better. But I know that there are others who may be struggling at this time, Dr. Heather.
Yeah, so, and I know it's Mental Wellness Week this week, and the theme around it was Imagine Wellbeing and Community, and I think it's really important at this stage. Still a lot of uncertainty ahead, and the road ahead of us is long, but I think the most important thing is making sure that, from a mental health or wellbeing aspect, we need to make sure we look after each other. If we need help, there's a lot of help available out there. There's a free text or number that you can call 1737, which is available 24/7. Also, too, with your family doctors, a lot of organisations, Pacifica organisations as well as mental health organisations available to help. And, that's one thing that's asking for help, and I think we don't do that very well. So, just know if you need some help that's available, but also, too, just within families, making sure that you check on one another, check on your elderly, check on your kids, with each other, work colleagues in the community. Just make sure that you check up on each other. That's the main thing.
Yes, and it seems like the government has invested a lot of resources in providing the support that our communities need. But as you say, it is now the challenge for us to reach out and seek that help. And also, as you say, to keep an eye on each other, because often as individuals, we tend to close the curtains and not want to talk. And I guess that's a sign that they should seek the help they need.
Yes, very true. And, you know, it's one thing that I think we don't do as well, but I think with the pandemic, it's highlighted a lot of issues that we're facing now, you know, more around sort of the stress and anxiety, isolation, even things like employment and housing concerns. There's so many issues that have been brought to the forefront with the pandemic that we need to make sure that we are more vigilant, that we make sure that we get the help that we need, or, you know, if we're not comfortable, talk to a family member, and you know there's always help available. There's a lot of support there, so you know, ask us. We would love to be able to help.
And from your own personal experience at the front line, do you find that people, once they get into the room, once they talk to you, once they start opening up, that it is a relief for a lot of them who might initially feel too ma or too ashamed to talk?
Yeah, most definitely. I guess at the moment we're still doing a lot of virtual consultations, so it's on the phone, and for the face-to-face consultations that we have, you know, I think that's the one thing that is really important, is they actually open up, and there's a lot of heartbreaking stories that we hear each and every day, and it's really tough, but I think just being able to talk about it and share your feelings, you know, we might not always have the solutions, but I think the fact that you can just open up and you know, tell somebody, it goes a long way. It's a beginning. So I just encourage the community to really, you know, come and see your family doctors, seek the help that you need. As I said, there's a lot of help available for support.
Yes, a problem shared is a problem halved. Mm-hmm. Now, the ongoing core health messages for our listeners, please, Dr. Mary-Ann Heather.
Yeah, so the main thing is, if you are all sick, unwell, you know, you've heard it before, cough, sore throat, fever, just not feeling well, please stay home from work, stay home from school. Get a test if you need it. If there's any concerns, get a test. If you need to go out and about to do shopping or get essential things, then please make sure that you wear a mask. Even though we're encouraging it here in Auckland, but I think for the rest of the country, we still need to do that. And if you need any help, the health line is available on 0800 611 116. Again, remember that number if you need to talk to somebody, like a trained counsellor, free call or text 1737 at any time. And just stay connected, stay kind, look after one another, and you know, we've gotten through this before and we can do it again, but you know, we've got to do it as a team and do it as a community. So just make sure that, you know, I think just to be kind to one another, look out for one another. If you need help, please seek help.
Dr. Mary-Ann Heather, for your time and for your advice and for the work that you continue to do in our community, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.